Hey, it's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Thank you for coming by. You're listening to Johnson 970 KCMD AM Portland.
What was that?
Johnson 970 KCMD AM Portland. 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 All right, it's 503-733-2970, 503-733-2970. Thank you for coming by. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Okay, this is a great song. I have no idea whatever happened to these guys, though. Please understand now, I'm not asking you to call and tell me their life story. This is one of those bands. They were called Sly Fox. It was one of those bands they had this song on, like 1986, 1987, and then they just went away. You never heard from them again. Great song, though. All music today coming off vinyl laying around my basement because the computers are down and we have nothing. We have nothing. No ability to play anything electronically or off any of our hard drives today. Let's go all the way. All right. Yeah. Let's go. It's Rick Emerson Show, 503-733-2970. All right, here's what's coming up. We got more of your emails coming in. Oh, for the love of God. All right, there you go. It's Rick at RickEverson.com. Rick at RickEverson.com. We'll go back to the City Desk here in just a short while as well. Later on, we've got Ed McCarthy coming up from CNN Radio. We've got Kurt Lloyd from Super Atomic TV coming up. And we got this news pile we're going to get to and all of this stuff. We've got this guy saying, let's see. I know where Redland is. If you do a field trip there, be sure to take a gun. I have no idea. Here's the thing. First of all, numerous thoughts on this. We ought to press them to give us the key to the city. B, we ought to just do a whole tour of a small town where we're huge. And we can add that to the field trip list. Because, okay, we were talking about this yesterday. I made a note to myself because I want to get bogged down on this during the news hour. But we had this whole discussion yesterday about taking a field trip to, where was it, a sewage place?
Yes.
Wasn't that it? Like a cesspool or a sewage treatment facility or something?
Either's fine.
This is a fantastic idea. Just A, because it's sewage, and B, because... Well, because it's sewage, really. So, because it was always the best part of when you were like in grade school, and they would announce, because it would like your whole chance to get out of school or whatever for like 4 hours. And then there was always, like I said, that one kid that always like forgot, and I was frequently that kid who forgot his permission slip and I like, wasn't able to go. And because I went to a Catholic school, we were just like straight jacketed into these bad uniforms. It was the same kid who always forgot when it was picture day. And so I'd show up wearing like the Catholic school uniform, which is like the terrible white shirt and with the green pinstriping on it. And then you're just imprisoned in that for the rest of your life. The next 40 years you look in the annual, that's what you're wearing. So we made this short list yesterday of future Rick Emerson Show field trips. So we've got, what do we got here? We've got sewage treatment facility. This is brilliant. No one else does this. This is more groundbreaking entertainment for the Rick Emerson Show.
We're going to go to a funeral home.
Funeral home.
Now, is that a funeral home or a crematorium?
Come on. How can you... You're willing to go see the screening of what is it? The screen that filters out large chunks of solid waste at the sewage treatment plant. You won't go to a crematorium?
No, I've never seen a dead person.
Oh, sissy. Well, you're not... They're probably not going to have you push the body into the oven yourself.
Yeah, they'll probably have to see them.
No. They come in like a large box of rice that you get at a Chinese restaurant at the end.
No, that's... I think she's talking about at the beginning when they're still in the large human form.
We're waiting till the very end.
Before they become soylent green.
Large human form?
When your takeout is ready.
your order is now complete. Thank you for choosing. All right, crematorium. That's genius. I wonder if we could do it. I wonder if they would let us bring listeners to this, because that's really what it would be.
To a crematorium?
I mean, come on. It would be like the three of us.
That would be a better place for competitors.
And then 10 lucky listeners. All right. Well, that's pretty much it. I can't think of anything else.
I'm sure there are more interesting places out there.
Crack house. All right. Well, I'm gonna. We'll finish the list later. I'm gonna forward that to marketing. That's a fantastic idea. Send that. I'm gonna send that right over to Susan Reynolds. Tell her to get on that with the sewage treatment plant. By the way. I do want to note, as we are going through today's program, where everything basically either has to come off of this one PC in front of me, or we just have to, like, hum. You just have to play the, we have to play a xylophone for our music because all of our hard drives, everything are dead today. We came in and we've got a whole lot of nothing going on. So anytime you hear anything, realize that there's a, it's having to come off this like one, like 286. In front of me. That's where everything's... Although in couple, they're actually having to play normal CDs today.
They have to look up the actual cuts.
They actually have to be in the studio.
And they look so stressed out, too.
Well, because they haven't had to do it for like 10 years, probably.
My goodness, this runs out in 3 minutes. What do I do?
They actually have to be in the studio hitting the play button. On the. And I haven't been... I mean, when was the last time you were a music DJ? How long ago was that?
Oh, gee, that was...
I mean, even like part-time. Did you ever do
96?
Like...
96?
Now, was it... You haven't even done like fill-in or part-time work? Well, no, because you've been...
No.
Portland since then.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. you went to KOTK in what, like 97? 98?
98.
98. So it's been 10 years, and when is the last time I was a DJ? Probably 96 for me as well. Because when I was in Salt Lake, God, was that the last time? When I was in Salt Lake, I was, this is how important we were to them in Salt Lake when we worked for Citadel, that I was actually the program director of a talk station down there, and they flipped their classic rock station to country. And the general managers told me that in addition to my, let's see, my afternoon drive radio show and my program director duties, that I was also going to have to start doing mornings on the country station for, like, no additional pay. It's like, it'll just be for, like, 2 months. You don't mind that, do you? So I'm getting up at 5 a.m. to go to a station called K-Bull, where I swear to Christ, I swear to God, and I'm sure it's long since turned into something else that's even less interesting. But I swear to God, the logo, I mean, it's all the things we've talked about. The logo was a bull standing upright on 2 feet, wearing pants, a Hawaiian shirt, and then
sunglasses.
And that's what it was, man. And so I would do the mornings on K-Bull, and then I would go and I would try to run the station, and then I would go and I would do afternoons on the talk station. And people would call up in the afternoon, did I hear you play country music this morning? And I would totally deny it. Now, I would completely have to deny it. But even then, we were actually having to play CDs. So everybody here is, I'm part of that, I think that last generation where I had to play stuff off like vinyl, and I had to play stuff off reel to reel. I know how to pack a cart. I know how to do all of that stuff. So, no more.
Guess what? That won't get you a job anywhere anymore.
Seriously.
Those are useless years of your life that count for nothing.
Seriously. No, and it's... And it's useless.
That's why you sit around at home doing nothing for an entire year. Those job skills are no longer in demand anywhere.
Because as pointless as those job skills were before, they're completely pointless now. Mm-hmm. There is literally nowhere, and I mean no freaking where, that you can get a job with now. At no point anywhere in the world.
I mean, you can go on certain websites and long for the days of the 70s to come back. Yes, we need to bring back disc jockeys all the time because that's what people want to hear.
Exactly. Because there's so many stations offering exciting live local programming now. Oh, God.
The big bands are coming back.
It's just depressing. Okay, I'm not going to dwell on this because there's a whole bunch of little stuff to get to today.
Yeah, let's get to it.
That's kind of the story of today. It's just a bunch of little things. God, where did I put this story? That's right
here.
Pick
another one.
All right. Just randomly pull stuff. I guess I can apologize, but I don't see what the point of it is, because the whole day is going to be like this, because we have no sound, we have nothing. So I do have this, and this is, I only mention this in passing because I saw it this morning, and it's one of those things that you just got to take it, you just got to observe. And we'll give Tim the first crack at this. Tim,
okay.
It was 20 years ago this week that what product came on the market?
What
ill-fated product?
Oh, geez. I thought you were going to ask me about the Iranian helicopter crash, because that happened on this date.
Did
25
it?
Years ago.
No,
yeah.
It was not. It was not ill-designed helicopters that can't deal with sand.
No.
By saying ill-fated, you should know. That should be the whole giveaway.
20 years ago?
20 years ago this week. In fact, 20 years ago on Sunday, that this ill-fated product came on the market. The phone's already ringing. People already know. This is more of your Can You Be a Zany Radio DJ acumen.
Oh.
I am referencing something. This is a pop culture reference.
I should know.
That I'm talking about right now.
Back then.
You want a hint?
Sure.
We did.
Bill Cosby.
Bill Jello?
Yes, Jell-O's an ill-fated product. Yes, they can't give it away.
It only came on the market in 1981.
Yeah, it's a relatively new invention. Let's see if we... Can you imagine trying to sell Jell-O to people now if it was a new product? Look, what we do is we boil down horse hooves and...
People have no idea.
And then we diet.
Somebody actually sat in the boardroom and said, what are you going to do with this stuff?
To think that Bill Cosby sells boiled down horse feet.
Well, what else has he eaten?
It's just ludicrous. The whole idea. Oh, come on.
Oh, what else has he done in commercials?
Oh, for the love of God, I can't believe you. It's the most ill-designed and ill-marketed product ever.
You know, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, I knew that. What else did he eat or drink?
Crystal Pepsi?
Close. You're close.
Coke? New Coke?
Yes.
New Coke?
Yes. 20 years ago this week, the new Coke came out, which then became, I think it went through three different marketing phases. It was new Coke. It was Coke. Didn't they start calling it Coke 2 at one point? Didn't they give it like an actual 2? Coke, soft drink companies, it's like a big graveyard of discarded flavors. You know what I mean?
Well, Coke is nothing but horse hooves and animal powder.
Animal powder.
A big bat of animal powder. Please make sure with sugar and water.
Now with 30% more snout.
Jesus.
I'm sure the fine people at Coca-Cola bottling, which I love you. I'm a big fan of your animal powder. All right. Anyway, I'm just mentioning that because if I don't mention it today, the whole week is going to go by. I'm not going to mention it. And then it's going to be one of those things like a month from now that I'm going, did you know that this week, and by this week, I mean a year ago, was the, you know, this is pointless.
I don't remember Bill Cosby drinking Coke.
No, he came. Oh, come on. He came on and new Coke. Okay, see, now I have to bust out the knowledge. New Coke was the reason that Bill Cosby stopped advertising Coca-Cola. Because he advertised Coke. Because remember, there was that whole time when Bill Cosby like healed lepers and walked on water, and it's like people were naming their children after him, and it's like they would touch the hem of his garment when he walked by, and there was a time.
Oh, he would blink his eyes, and people would laugh.
he would. Him and Robin Williams were viewed as comic geniuses. Sarah probably remembers just the tail end of this.
He was the Dave Chappelle of his time.
There was this time when Bill Cosby was like the closest thing to a deity that there was in American public life, and he advertised Coca-Cola, and I remember this like it was yesterday. Bill Cosby coming on television, holding up the big can of Coke and saying, and now the new Coke, the taste of Coke has gotten even better, you know, and then it was just a huge, like, gigantic flaming disaster.
So what was wrong with new Coke?
It tasted like Pepsi.
Oh.
No, it just tasted like Pepsi. It was much sweeter. And a Pepsi just kicked the holy snot out of Coke over that. And then that's why Cosby left, because he's like, they can't trust me anymore. They've soiled the name of the Cos. And then, you know, then he just... He went back to selling animal powder. Let me read this email. Then we have to break. Then we'll come back, and we'll get Ed McCarthy coming up later on. We'll do the news pilot. We'll do this Are You a Geek test. We'll talk to Kurt Lloyd from Super Atomic Television and so forth. Let me read this. This is this is from Patrick. Rick, I just saw the short film shown at your listener party. It was spot on genius.
Yes, it was.
Thank you. I wonder, what with the coffee cup crusade and the first interview question CBS asked you about your audience's loyalty, what do you think our chances would be if we, the loyal Rick Emerson audience, were to get a petition on the ballot to change the name of our city to Portland effing Oregon? Somewhere between slim, fat, and none? I think we should do it. Come on. Come on. P.S. Sarah X. Dillon saying the F word was effing hot. Too bad she cannot do that more often. She is also easy to look at. Yes, I could look at her for a long time. A long, long, long time. P.P.S. I think I have crossed the line to creepiness. Sorry. That is from Patrick. I am 5. All right, so there you go. Well, I'm all for that idea. When is it? Is there an election? What year is this? 2006? There's a midterm, right?
You have to actually register to vote today.
Really?
Yeah, by today.
When could we register to get to start doing a petition drive to get a thing on the ballot? Is it too late for that?
Tim? Probably. I would imagine
you're
so.
You're the news. Direct some news.
I don't vote.
Okay. Well.
I don't like Republicans. I don't like Democrats.
You know, I actually do have a voter's pamphlet in my bag.
Really?
Go get it right now.
All
right. Let's find out.
We'll find out after this. It's the Rick Emerson Show. All music coming off vinyl today. 45s that I found laying around my basement. Here's a little, Yeah. A little Priest. All right. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. Back after this on Johnson 970, a top part of the CBS radio family.
So today is the deadline to register to vote.
I've already taken us to break.
Oh.
You're giving it away? We'll be back after this. Coming off crap I found lurking in my vinyl box in the basement. You know, you can never go wrong with this song with a girl. Doesn't matter. You know what I'm talking about.
I love this song.
All girls love this song. Doesn't matter where you are. Bar, home, car, boat, spaceship. Doesn't matter. You put on Sister Christian, you're in. All girls everywhere.
It's true in Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Little Drunk, Little Night Ranger, there you go. You know, this rocks just hard enough, you know, and yet just soft enough. Yeah. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. All bumper music today coming off vinyl. What's the status on the computer screens? Is it still just inky black?
They're still fickling around. I'm watching them do it.
Yeah, so there you go. So all of our computer equipment went belly up.
We have one
morning.
Black screen and one being worked on.
All right, so there you go. So with the by the grace of God, this might be fixed by the time Lycus comes on. It's 503-733-2970. I'm going to read this story, which we've been teasing for a long time. Then we got Ed McCarthy coming up from CNN Radio, Tim Riley at the City Desk. We've got this geek chest to get to. Kurt Lloyd from Super Atomic TV is going to be with us next hour. Okay, this is a story that... Oh, we got into that sexual harassment story.
Oh, yeah.
We had two of them, actually. It's a sexual harassment. It is a double shot. It's a two for Tuesday in terms of sexual harassment. So we'll get to those. And they're fantastic, by the way. We'll start with the Povich one because you don't want to lead with your right. Here we go. This is from the capital. This is from Annapolis. Where is Annapolis at?
Wisconsin. Maryland.
Maryland.
Okay.
Maryland.
So this is from Maryland, where life is cheap. Ex-manager acquitted in sexual assault on busboy. By Eric Hartley, staff writer at the Capital Online. Former manager at an Eastport restaurant was acquitted yesterday of sexual assault charges in a brutal attack on a young dishwasher. Edward J. Farrell, 45. Did you just hiccup?
I did.
Okay. I thought you were mocking the pain of the dishwasher. Edward J. Farrell, 45, had faced felony assault and sex offense charges. Annapolis police said the 18-year-old was violated with a garden hose in an alley outside the Boatyard Bar and Grill.
Is that usually used for dishwashing?
the hose or the alley?
I am not sure.
The young man suffered...
Oh...
Severe colon damage.
Oh.
Underwent surgery twice.
Oh.
But after a two-day trial... No, but wait till you hear the explanation. Circuit Court... It all comes out in the wash. Circuit Court Judge Joseph Mank said he was left with too many questions about what happened early on June 27th of last year. So here's the thing. Is that the manager got acquitted. The busboy said, blah, 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 hose, blah, 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 assault, yada, yada, colon damage. And, you know, blah, 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 manager. Manager said, no, I didn't do it. Judge, he got acquitted. Now, listen to this. Mr. Farrell, who lives in Annapolis, declined to comment, unsurprisingly. The dishwasher, who had a blood alcohol content of 0.28 at the hospital, after the attack, testified through a, wait for it, Spanish interpreter, that he didn't remember anything between drinking tequila with Mr. Farrell after closing time and waking up in the emergency room with a stabbing pain in his colon.
Oh.
Do I lie? Do I find the best? Who cares for you? Who cares about all of you deeply? That would be me, Rick Everson. Ed McCarthy is growing more horrified by the moment. We'll get it as soon as I finish this. To get such a high blood alcohol level would take at least a dozen drinks in an hour. Police found the dishwasher naked and lying in the alley after a burglar alarm at the boatyard went off. Mr. Farrell testified that he walked into the alley just as a police officer got there and didn't know the dishwasher was lying on the ground. Now listen to this. He said, I didn't tell the cops because I was afraid of what it might look like. Assistant State's Attorney Frank Raggioni suggested that Mr. Farrell is a sexual predator and was grooming the dishwasher, feeding him shots and flirting as the restaurant closed. The dishwasher, who worked at the boatyard for less than 2 months and has since left, testified that Mr. Farrell held up women's clothes to him at one point and said, quote, you look pretty in this. Bartender Natalie blah 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 said that Mr. Farrell was almost flirtatious with the dishwasher. Defense lawyer T. Joseph Tui suggested the dishwasher slipped and fell on the hose as he was trying to give himself a shower to sober up. The Anne Arundel nude in an alley. The Anne Arundel Medical Center, who operated on the man, said that it was very unlikely given the size of the garden hose.
Oh my God.
It would be hard for me to imagine the nozzle being accidentally inserted there by being clumsy or by slipping and falling. Bordering on the impossible, says Dr. Stephen Prossen, a surgeon specializing in rectal repair. There you go. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Rick Emerson Show. We appreciate you coming by. I have no theme music for Ed McCarthy, so we'll go back to playing Sister McChristian here. Joining us now from CNN Radio Atlanta, CNN Radio correspondent, Ed.
Rick,
McCarthy.
How are you?
How are you, sir?
I am great, thanks.
So
for the price of gas.
Yes. Listen to that stunning segue. Is this just to keep me back from going back to the garden hose story? And you're in the South. Now we were talking to Jim Roop, where it's like $4 or something in L.A. for gas. And on the one hand, this is a story I really don't care about because people gotta buy gas, and what are you gonna do? On the other hand, it is that thing where it's like everybody, that sticker shock where you go to get gas and it's like they're taking like $40 in bone marrow from you. How much does it cost to get gas where you live?
I went today, Rick.
How much?
It was $2.95.9. And the big question somebody asked me today, what does the 9 mean?
Yeah, see,
we talked about that last week.
No, we had this whole thing last week and they tried to give me a bunch of jibba jabber. Nobody was able to come up with any sort of a reasonable explanation for it.
$2.96, it's about $3 here. We were the lowest.
So my thing is, I know that there was this whole piece on CNN where they were trying to figure out whether or not the people were going to start commuting to work, you know, or they were going to start taking public transportation or whatever. And of course, the answer to that is no, right? This is the upshot, is that people complain and they bitch and moan, but no one ever really does anything about this, and no one really changes any habits or any behavior.
You know, that's true. I did a thing on that this morning. I scared them on a bus this morning at 6 o'clock. I hopped on the bus. They thought it was a hijacker.
You waved a gun around and said, you're all going
to
die?
I said, right. I said, I'm with CNN Radio, and we want to talk to you. Do you guys take the bus? And they were all pretty good. They didn't get too nervous over it. They did the interviews, and they said, yeah, most of these people have been doing it a lot. One guy said, well, since Katrina, when they had the big spikes, he says he's been doing it since then. And taking the bus and relaxing on the way in, doesn't have to deal with it. But a lot of people are in too much of a rush to get anywhere, and they're not going to do that. That's the problem. They're not going to wait for a bus. They're not going to, sit at a bus stop and wait and commute in.
Well, here's the problem is that, this is probably the problem where you live as well. I suspect it's a worldwide constant. Is that people on the bus, first of all, many of them smell. And we all know, look, and I'm not trying to be cruel. I know that... Look, it is all part of life's rich pageant, and the great Lord made people in a number of varieties. They are all the children of Heavenly Father. But a lot of people on the bus, they smell, and you get the feeling that at any moment they might just start spitting on you and pummeling you.
Yeah, that's, you think of that. This morning I went into this park-and-ride lot, and there were four rims sitting in the parking lot. And I thought, well, you know, so that means they either steal cars or dismember them. So,
you know, I guess I'm just waiting for the violence. That's when the story begins interesting. It becomes interesting to me is when violence starts breaking out.
We had a lot of runoffs on gas stations, too. You know, one station we have one chain down here, Quick Trip. You ever hear of them? Do you have them out there?
We don't, but I'm familiar with them.
Well, they have a card now where they, you know, you get your license and everything in on the thing in the system. You put the thing, if you want to prepay, this is not a credit card, but you prepay and you put it in and you're approved. So they know who you are, so they know you're not going to run off because obviously they have your driver's license number and, you know, they're going to get you down the road. But that is how that works. So they are avoiding people that run off. I mean, otherwise it's, you know, pay cash.
Here's what's
cash everywhere now or use the credit card because... you know, they have so much crime involved here.
Well, here's what's going to happen. It's only April right now. Once, like, the end of July, first week of August starts rolling around, it's like 180 degrees down there, 90% humidity. People got to wait in line around the block. Gas is $3.75. You're just going to see open gunplay, you know, there at, like, the...
ugly. I really agree with you on that.
I'm telling you right now, this is... I said there could be some sort of a Pulitzer, some sort of Murrow Award coming your direction for this. You got to keep an eye out for this violence when it happens.
I will be there, Rick, and you know that.
Thank you, sir. Ed McCarthy, CNN Radio Atlanta. Thank you, my friend.
You bet.
All right, talk to you. All right, there you go. It's 503-733-2970. This is, Tim is handing me the, voter's guide here.
Someone named T.J. Riley is running for office.
Fantastic. It's your own initials. Is that here?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. Did we find out when we have to put something, get a petition to get something on the ballot?
It's long gone.
Oh, well, never mind. Well, there's always
the
future.
Today is the deadline to register to vote.
Am I registered to vote?
I don't know, are you?
Who are you asking?
I don't know. Do you have to re-register?
A lot of times you do. If you move out of the same, if you change your address.
I have not.
Move out of the area.
Okay. Well, who am I kidding? I'm not going to do it anyway.
You must have a voter registration card somewhere, don't you?
Sure.
Well, exercise your constitutional right and do vote.
Yeah, I'll be sure to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, let's now go to your personal savior at the city desk. It's Tim Riley.
From higher down the bottom of the coin tower, downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the city desk newsbeat. Tim Riley reporting. Well, the problem of fish-eating sea lions in Northwest rivers just got worse. Until now, most of the hungry mammals have been on the Columbia River. Now they've been seen in the Willamette. But now fishermen say their major problem, at least a few hungry sea lions have made their way to the Willamette Falls in Oregon City and the dam, where they seem quite happy there. It didn't take long to spot the sea lions swimming in the water, and they're eating all the fish usually caught by fishermen. Something has to be done. Details tonight on Coin News 6.
All right. Did you ever ask them why they call it Coin News 6?
Because it used to be called Coin 6 News, but nobody knew what they meant.
Because it was too easy.
Yeah.
That made too much sense. It was too explicable. All right.
I know that it's a re-imaging.
Is that what they told you?
Mm-hmm.
I think
they moved the six from the left to the right.
It's a brand new, it's a new start. It's they're re-energizing the staff. Energizing the staff and capturing mind share.
Did you happen to catch Good Morning?
I did.
Northwest. You did?
Yeah. I like the desk. It looks like they bought it from some expensive furniture store.
Good Morning, Northwest. I mean, I think it was Tim who made this observation. Did they just now realize that television signals go through the air at thousands of miles an hour and end up in Vancouver? Is that it? Is it just sort of did they finally got an email or something from there?
Yeah, the lady said she's having a hard time remembering saying good morning to all the Northwest. So I don't know who she was saying good morning to in the past.
I think the Coin News 6 thing was just some sort of a mistake at the topographer. Mm-hmm. And they just had to go, I'm not spending to get new letter at your Coin News 6 until we use it all up. Like, until they use up all the business cards and, like, roll a banner. That's what they're stuck with. They're stuck with that. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Well, Ryan Seacrest says he and Paula Abdul aren't speaking to each other, but Abdul calls the reports ridiculous. Asked if he was speaking to Abdul, Seacrest answered no. He's not talking about a parent fight. Reports of a feud are ridiculous, said the 43-year-old pop star.
Who?
We're talking about Ryan Seacrest.
Who's 40? Ryan Seacrest in 43?
No, I'm talking about the former pop star. who's Paula Abdul.
Oh, okay. I see. She's easily 40.
About the beating?
Yeah, she's... What beating? What?
Beaten down.
I wasn't listening.
Well, Abdul shut down rumors that Seacrest was dating Desperate Housewives star Terry Hatcher. He only kisses the mirror, said Abdul. And honestly, do you think Terry Hatcher is that desperate of a housewife?
Ooh.
Oh. I don't even care about American Idol.
He's not the one with the washed-up career, honey.
No, you think of somebody on the East Coast. If you're in L.A., you can last there forever and just be as vanilla as ice cream.
Man, I read this. God, Ryan Seacrest, he's just the definition of bland.
Yeah, but at the same time, he gets all these awesome jobs.
Oh, God, he's like Carson Daly, you know what I mean? I remember Carson Daly getting who seems like a likable guy, but still, it's not like he didn't really have any demonstrable skills as such.
Yeah, it's better than a test pattern.
Carson Daly. Carson Daly's not funny. He's not witty. He's not compelling. He's not controversial.
He's non-threatening.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm not bitter about it or whatever. I'm just saying I don't really know what he does. Same thing with Ryan Seacrest. I'm not really sure what Ryan Seacrest's actual skill is. I saw him being interviewed the other day where he talked about he used to be a whale, though. He used to be like 280 pounds or something. So I know those are out there somewhere. And it doesn't seem like Paula... Something like Paula Abdul ought to be taking pot shots at Ryan Seacrest. It's the last.
No, she's hanging on to that American Idol gig by a thread.
Because without that, she's just going to plummet down into the "Who did you used to be?" Didn't I?
No, I guess she was claiming that somebody assaulted her in a nightclub like a couple weeks ago, and there's actually a picture on the front of the Inquirer of her like slumped on the ground in a drunken stupor.
Who would even take the time?
Maybe that was George Michael.
Who would even take the time to assault Paula Abdul? What would be the point?
Sad.
Yeah. All right. Good times.
Well, a recent report suggests Chinese women are growing larger breasts, making headlines around the country, but it wasn't news to bra makers, many of whom have been producing larger cup sizes in the last year.
This is all because of hormones in the food.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what this is. It's because Japanese women are typically, they have a more petite, Asian women overall, have a more petite frame. Mm-hmm. They are a more girlish figure as opposed to a more voluptuous, rounded figure in the manner of Western people.
Yes.
Does it say what the average bra size is in the Asian countries?
Let me look here. Zing Zing, a spokeswoman for the Trump...
I'm sorry.
Zing Zing, who works for some bra company out there, says she's surprised to find many women under the age of 20 need bras with C, D, or even E cups.
An E?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's so different from the past when most young women would wear an A or a B cup. You never expect those thin women to have nice figures if they're not plastic.
Okay. I'm not even going to pile on with that. I'm unclear about how the whole... Isn't there like several letters between D and E? And they're like triple something? And don't they all go...
Well, it's like D, double D, triple D. I don't know.
Did they just make that up? I mean,
Well, it's alphabetical and easy to follow.
I don't know how many letters they line up.
Ask you this. How high letter-wise, Sarah, do bras go? Do you know?
I don't know. I mean, I think there are Fs.
No, F... But I mean, is it... Because these are the kind of things that guys wonder about. But if there's really no 800 number that you can call to ask, guys always wonder if there is like a triple I or something or whatever out there. But there's no... If someone knows out there the progression of bra numbers or letters or whatever, you should tell us. Because this is... It's like a gap in my knowledge, and I don't like not knowing stuff. So you just you let us know. It's 503-733-2970, or you can email. Do we have to break here?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's break. We'll come back. We come back. We've got...
If you want to go a bit longer, I could do the two back-to-back.
No, that's fine. Okay. Let's break. We'll come back, do a few more things. I got this news pile to get to. I got this geek test to get to. And then later on, we got...
Sexual harassment story.
We got this fantastic sexual harassment
story.
Don't
miss it.
And then Kurt from Super Atomic TV is going to be here later on. Like us at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. You stay there. It's a Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. Don't forget, all music today coming off vinyl because all of the computer systems are down here at CBS Radio. You stay there. It is the Rick Emerson Show, live from Portland on Johnson 970, a proud part of the CBS Radio family.